How many feel like you've heard from the Lord this morning? Amen. Pastor Chris, would you come back up here, please? I would love for you to lead us in prayer. Just, you've got your mic there still with you. I believe there may be some in this room who really have a burden for restoration of some sort. Restoration, a miracle of restoration. Whether it's family or friends, whether there's a breaking or a brokenness that has taken place, there's something in your heart and life that you are crying out to God for, but possibly have said, it'll never happen. I can't believe for it. It's too far broken. It can't happen. But we've heard testimony this morning of how the power of God can do anything. And we need to repent. I'm with you all the way, Pastor Chris. We need to repent of not seeing God as big enough to be able to take care of anything. Your God, my God, if you've surrendered your life to Jesus, you are filled with the God of all creation, the God of the universe, the God who birthed you, and the God who knows you and can heal and minister. And I believe that there may be some this morning who have things in your heart that are along these lines, or you have a need that God is putting His finger on this morning. Would you stand, please? If that's you, would you stand? And the Lord knows. And Pastor Chris, I'd love it if you'd lead us in prayer. The Lord may quicken you as well with anything else. But I think there's some real hope that's needed in the hearts of God's people here this morning. Amen. God's the fixer, anybody? Thank God. It's good.
Heavenly Father, we bow before you.
Oh, yes, we do.
You are a great God.
Yes, Lord.
If we have underestimated you, forgive us.
Oh, forgive me, Lord.
Restore to us that faith and believe that you are everything that you say you are. I pray this morning for my dear, precious friends who are standing here this morning. You not only see them standing, you notice their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
You see their wants, their needs, their pain, their desires. And I pray this morning that your arm that stretches as long as needed and where needed will stretch forth to them this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And that they will feel right now your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Not only in this place, but your presence over them and upon their lives. And as they recognize it, I pray, Lord, that they would reach out, each one, to say, Lord, I believe, I believe, I believe. You are everything that you say you are.
Yes.
And that is why we have confidence in coming to you and asking, Lord, bring about the healing for whoever I'm praying. Bring about that salvation for that person that
yes,
I'm praying.
Lord. Yes,
bring
Lord.
About that change in the life of somebody that we're praying. For the prayers that have gone up, Lord, some may have grown weary about and not seeing anything. We pray that their faith be restored anew, afresh.
Yes, Lord.
That they will know that Jesus is everything
yes,
that He says He
yes,
is.
Yes, my Jesus.
That they may feel a new freshness in their spirit
yes,
to believe even more than they do right now
yes, Lord.
And believe God for greater things.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you for your presence.
Yes.
Thank you for your readiness to reach out to those who now respond to you in their spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And touch their lives and answer their prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
And let them be a testimony greater than they've ever been, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For this time that we live in now.
Yes, Lord.
All of this I ask not because we have earned it, but because of your grace and favor that is upon us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we ask it in the powerful name.
Oh, yes.
That strong, powerful name.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Name that is above every other name.
Yes,
the name
Lord.
That conquers every fear.
Thank you, Lord.
And every sickness.
Yes,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus yes. Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord of all.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your name.
Thank you.
And we together give thanks. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank
Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your
Hallelujah.
Name, Lord Jesus. Come on, let's applaud the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Would everyone stand, please? Chris and Lorena, would you guys, could you, let's bring up a couple of chairs. Have you guys just sit right here? Pastor Chris and Lorena, thank you. If you just sit right there, we want you to extend your hands toward them. We're going to pray for them. And as we do, thank you. And as we do, before we get to that, I felt like for someone, this was a phrase that might mean something or mean something very meaningful to you. I saw the phrase bridge builder. And for someone in this room, that's pertinent. God is going to do a miraculous work of bridge building that you did not anticipate He could do. There's something He is speaking to our hearts, and we get to be believers. Isn't that what we say we are? We're believers. And we believe that He is able to do above and beyond all that He can ask or that we can ask or think. One more thing. If you're here this morning, and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, this is all about Him. All morning long, we've been talking about Him, worshiping Him. Jesus loves you so much, He knows exactly who you are, and He knows exactly the word to encourage your heart this morning. And He asks you to come and give your life to Jesus. He's not one of many equals. He is the only Lord and Savior who went to the cross of Calvary for you and for me, who bore your sins, your sorrows, your griefs, your sicknesses. He died, He was buried, and He rose again. And the Bible tells us He's ever living to pray for His saints. What does it take? It takes understanding that you're a sinner, that He's the Savior, surrender your life to Him, and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. It's easy to do. There'll be several of us to pray with you this morning here before you leave, if that's something in your heart you'd like to do. In fact, let's all just pray right now. Lord Jesus, I yield myself to You. I surrender my life to You. And if I've not yet given my life to You, I give my life to You right now. I surrender to You as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Save me, redeem me. And thank You for doing it. I live for You. Would you two just have a seat right here? Would you extend your hands toward them this morning? Those of you who are close by, come on up and let's lay hands upon them. The Bible talks about the laying on of hands, the impartation of blessing. I know that the track record here is exemplary. Two people of precious like faith who have been so beautifully used, men of God, this woman of God, so beautifully used around the world. And we're going to believe God to not retread, but to give fresh life to these tires. Fresh life in the engines. Because there's still mighty things to accomplish for the Lord. And Father, we now impart the blessing.
Yes.
Just extend your hands toward them, would you? We impart the blessing of Jesus. The power of the Lamb of God, the strength of Jesus, the wisdom and the anointing, O God, for every next steps. Lord, though the opportunities may be multiplied and the desire to travel as much may not even yet be there, but Father, You show them exactly the next steps for them to take. You're the one who has birthed the message deep within their spirits. And You have refined and made a great man and woman of God for each other. Now we send them out even from this place with joy, rejoicing as the team of the Lord, anointed by God.
Now bless them, Lord, body, soul, and spirit. And even in the next 30 days, let them sense a brand new ushering in of great strength, refreshing, and anointing. A brand new ushering in of anointed word in His Spirit. And Lord, we bless this couple. Blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. We love them and bless you for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Would you raise your hands for the blessing, please? Lord, we thank you that you're the God who does all things well. And this day, we have come together to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are and all that you do. Now we bless each one as they go forth from this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And again, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being with us, you guys. God bless you. Be released in the Lord.